Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLAACRRMMDRAHAFAIRSMART.
Sure. Got any more initials?
Promises Malibu. You know those guys with The Cure.
Any other initials you got for us?
I really don't speak for them. I don't want to be associated with them in any way.
NSA.
Why?
TSA.
I can't say. I don't want to get sued.
CIA, FBI. You know what? This show probably just got flagged. I used enough terms like, you know, TSA, NSA. Right now they're going to be listening. They're going to be like, what kind of strange code is this they're trying to use?
No, here, but now we'll get the flag. ISIS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're on.
We're just talking about Egyptian gods and goddesses.
That
that's all.
That was so funny about the flag. Oh, my God. Did you hear that boozy news?
Which one?
The one where CNN saw the ISIS flag at the Gay Pride Festival, and it was actually a black flag that looked similar to ISIS, but it had representations of dildos and butt plugs on it.
Instead of
and
the Arabic.
And they talked about it for like 4 minutes about how this was
real.
Gobbledygook Arabic, and why did they let ISIS into the Gay Pride Parade?
Well, ISIS is kind of a pain in the ass.
Like, just like a butt plug.
Yeah.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., and as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
The voice of reason. You didn't step Shelley, in. What happened?
Shelley, you seemed troubled
we
by
just,
the fact I said that.
We're a minute in, and we've already nosedived to the gutter. It's like, can we at least have some sort of, like, you know, quality of show before we dive,
We like to work where we're most comfortable.
Clearly.
From the curb. Broadcasting you from the curb of Laguna Beach. Look, there's the greeter. No one will know what that is unless they've ever been to Laguna Beach, California.
Is there even a greeter anymore because he died?
Yeah, well, no. Well, there's
a statue.
Number of greeters.
Well,
there's
a statue there, I know, but
there
used to be a guy.
There's another greeter.
There's a new one?
There's been like two or three greeters.
Yeah, there's a homeless guy that did it for years.
Yeah.
This is a guy that when you go to Laguna Beach, California, he would greet you. He would stand out there and wave at all the cars like all day long with the hat out in front of him on the ground. And people would give him. Guy probably lived like a king.
Yeah, because he was right in front of the restaurant that was called. The Greeter's Restaurant.
The Greeter's Restaurant. That's right.
He probably owned it. It probably was the Greeter's Restaurant.
It could have been.
Because that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. So, Shelley, how was your day today?
It was okay. We had our grandson's birthday party.
Yay, happy birthday, Elliot.
I had food.
Yeah, Rainforest Cafe.
Not great. It's like an expensive Chuck E. Cheese. Really. That's all it is.
I had a burger. I was telling the guys earlier, it would have been just as fine to have a Big Mac as that one. It was not real tasty. I had a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich last night at Cafe X2O in Glendora.
That kicked its ass.
It kicked its ass. And it was $6, and this thing was $15.99.
I know. I had the fish and chips, and I probably would have been better off just sticking my arm into the aquarium and grabbing a random fish because it was really not that great. The fries were okay. The chips part of it was okay.
The fries were pretty good.
But no. And the tartar sauce came out of a jar. It's really not... That
probably came out of a big institutional pack, not just out of a jar.
Okay, yeah, probably. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A can.
It's a figurative jar.
Probably a can. How about you, Mark? How's your day?
I worked. That's it. Worked, had dinner at my sister's house, came here.
By the way, thank you, Debbie.
Yes,
we
lovely
had
food.
And Chinese stuff. Sausage and chicken and
the Chinese beef chicken. We had Chinese chicken. Ticket to China, the Chinese chicken.
Who does that song?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Awesome. We were talking about fried chicken earlier, as a matter of fact. Shelley does not like the Knott's Berry Farm fried chicken. I think it's pretty bombastic. If you're in Southern California, I say go to George's Original Bun and Burger. We're giving out all kinds of free plugs today.
I am exactly halfway between two. I am halfway between a place called Louisiana Fried Chicken.
Where's that?
In Ranch Cucamonga.
Oh.
And Donahue's.
Really?
Yeah, I'm halfway between them. So I can go a mile either direction.
And how's the Louisiana chicken?
Louisiana one's got the best chicken.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the best fried red snapper.
I think my problem with fried chickens is I don't really like any of them. I'm not a big fan of fried chicken, period.
Oh, well, there. Oh, well.
Except for the fact that my Mimi, you know, I'm the Mimi now, but my Mimi was from the South. And she actually made the only fried chicken that I've ever really liked. And, you know, old school, salt and pepper, buttermilk and flour, and that was it.
You know who had fried chicken that I really liked?
Who?
But forever ago?
Who?
This is like in the 60s?
Ooh.
Who?
The original Kentucky Fried Chicken. When it was still like chicken and it was good. Now,
I wouldn't go to a
Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
The last time I was in one, it was disgusting.
Their chicken strips are okay.
That guy from Fast Food Nation said it is the one fast food establishment in the entire country that he would not feel comfortable eating in ever.
Even if he were starving.
And the one that he said he would feel comfortable eating in is In-N-Out.
Yes.
And he was naming everybody. He didn't think anybody was like particularly good.
Said the one exception, he said, you can always feel confident in eating it In-N-Out. Which is very sad for the rest of the country because they don't have it and we do. Ha ha.
Oh, well. Oh, you know what that means.
What?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. That was pretty on point right there.
Okay. Now,
more importantly, Shelley's back at the news desk.
More importantly, these Hoyo de Nicaragua Antaños are
Double Fuertes
on point as well.
You're welcome.
Yes. I actually collected the boozy news before we left this morning so that we wouldn't get into the same situation we're always in, which is we get to the afternoon and somebody's got to clean the house, but we need boozy news.
Have Bruce clean the house.
What?
He did fine while you were gone.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he paid people.
One time.
Oh, I don't think so.
One time.
I don't think so. Liar.
I didn't get paid.
You also had Courtney come over and do stuff.
Oh, two times.
Yeah.
In a month.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Two times in a month.
Anywho, we're a little short on shout-outs today. I don't know where y'all are, but you need to like be
Let
clicking.
Let me guess who sent in the news. Brian and Bill.
No. Well, I don't think so. I mean, I got most of the stories, actually. We have shout-outs to Bill, Fran, Katie, Uck, Mark. Him sitting over there, Mark. Alexandria, Damon, James, Joey, and Brian. That's it. And he only got a shout out because he sent something in.
Brian and Bill went crazy last week.
Yep.
Maybe that's why they didn't send anything in this week.
Katie showed up, huh?
Yes, she did.
Sweet.
Good.
How's the pole dancing going, Katie?
Let's see. North Carolina, the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Stephen Coyle received two parking tickets, totaled $110 in fines.
Oh, I think I heard about this
now,
on the news.
When this takes the cake for pointless protest of the year in my book, because nothing's going to change. Of all the things you can protest, really,
he found out in the wrong place. Yeah, that's.
No, he found out that the parking fines that are paid on campus end up being remitted to the state to support, they go into a fund to support local public schools, like elementaries and high schools. Yeah. The money does not stay on the campus to support the public college, because it's a state school.
Right.
That made him mad. So in order to protest this, he paid his fine with 11,000 pennies.
I don't think you can do that.
Yes, you can. It's legal tender. He made an appointment, and he had to sit there while they counted it.
Ooh. I had a doctor. He was my favorite doctor. And some woman did something, asked him for some kind of refund for something. They gave her $900 and wadded up $1 bills, and yet she had to sit there and count them in front of her. That seems like a vast waste of time of the person you're paying to sit there and watch them.
You can pay any public debt or private debt with any kind of currency. It is all legal tender. And if Bruce...
He's not the only one, though, right?
So far, according to the story, which was July 9th, which was 3 days ago, he's the only one.
I think that there's other people that are doing it as well.
Well, he set up some Facebook page, you know, to protest the fines going outside the campus, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if anybody's jumped on board this. I don't know. To me, that seems like kind of a... Really? Of all the issues in the world? I mean, I'm just... That's my personal opinion. I'm just saying.
I have a question that I'm going to throw out that has sort of to do with Carolina.
Okay.
In a little way.
Uh-oh.
The whole Confederate flag thing.
I know. No, but it's not a Confederate flag. It was the rebel...
I know what it is. It's a battle flag. So... How long has Dukes of Hazzard been on TV and reruns and everything?
Decades.
Like 40 years or something?
No, not that long.
30 years? All of a sudden, people are up in arms about the Dukes car, so they're going to take it off the air? No one's going to play it on the air anymore?
Yep.
Really? Yeah, that's kind of dumb when you consider the fact that I think there are... I know there's one state, there may be two, that have the actual Confederate flag as part of their state flag. And nobody seems to be protesting that.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
They're just good old boys.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all my favorite thing about being in trouble with the law since the day they were born. No matter where they were.
They'd be out on a dirt road, and they'd light up their tires, and it would squeal.
Racing the hills.
Burn rubber.
And flattening the curves. Someday the Lord might get them, but the law never will. I watched that show a lot.
Oh, Lord. Well, so did I, but I just watched for Daisy Duke.
That's what most people watch for. In Gibraltar, and I'm not sure that we did this one, but I don't know if we did or we didn't, but it was really good, so I figured I'd include just in case we missed it. Melissa Hart, 23 years old, tried to file a police report after she was sexually assaulted by macaque monkeys while wearing a bikini. She was wearing the bikini, not the monkeys.
That would have been something.
I think I saw this video at a bachelor party.
were the monkeys dressed like pirates?
No.
They're driving a golf cart.
Yeah.
She was on vacation on the beach in Gibraltar, and she saw this group of monkeys and, you know, like most stupid tourists, decided that going up to pet the fun little monkeys would be a good idea. So she went up and approached the monkeys, whereupon they jumped on her, started ripping off her bikini. They got her bikini top completely off and then awesome. You know, basically started fingering her, and she freaked out and started screaming.
You know what? Those monkeys are well trained. You know, there's some guy up on the beach going, ha ha.
Samson, come back.
Yeah.
It's like the guys that teach their dogs to go rip bikini tops off girls when they're laying down.
Yep.
They, who they call the beach warden, whatever, came to her aid after hearing her scream.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
When she went to file a police report against these monkeys for attempted rape, she was told that they are wild animals and cannot be held legally responsible.
Did the beach warden give her a hand to bra?
Yeah, he cupped both breasts in his hands to hide them.
Hand bra.
Jeez, bull. Fuck, crap. Okay, Katie Uck sent this one in.
Yay!
Where's the name? Do. The name is in here. I'm telling you, it is. Ah, his name is Yu.
Me?
No.
His name is Mark.
This takes place in Shanghai. The gentleman in question, he is...
Wen Hung Lo?
He's trying to sue a driver of a motorcycle. Apparently in Shanghai, you can, you know how we get taxis here? You can also get like motorcycle taxis in Shanghai.
Did your ex send this in?
No.
Oh, Katie Uck.
Katie Uck.
he's suing the driver of the motorcycle he was on because for the equivalent of $65,000 because he broke his penis going over a bump.
I didn't think you could break a penis.
Well, technically you can't because there's no bone in there, but you can severely injure it.
You can mangle the dangle.
Yes, you can severely injure it by crushing the tissue. However,
Yeah.
Now, you're supposed to warn us of this.
I have a question.
What? That's true. I'm supposed to give you ample leg crossing time.
Do that kind of damage. This is a guy, right? Obviously.
Yes, on the back of a motorcycle.
Driven by a guy?
Yes.
Why is he sporting wood?
Well, that's the interesting part. And yeah. Why they're not sure whether his suit will succeed because he was a little bit bored while they were in traffic and decided to whip out his phone and watch porn. So he was sporting wood when the driver went over a bump and jostled him, and because his hands were busy at the time, he could not brace himself well enough and fell and crushed his willy.
There was more to the story.
Yes.
I knew there would be. Because I'm like, either that or he's really turned on by the guy driving the bike.
No. Yeah.
Thanks, so, Katie.
Yeah, he had both hands busy and could not brace himself for impact.
He had both hands busy?
Well, I'm assuming one hand with the phone and one hand,
okay.
You know.
Well, that's so, way more to this story.
He was busy with his selfie stick?
Yeah. Oh, brother. All right. Our very own Mark sent this story in. Study published in the Journal of Health Economics.
Is there funds available for this study?
There were. The study saw, they say it's an unsurprising spike, but okay. A spike in alcohol consumption just after the participants in the study turned 21, which is the legal drinking age. They also found a corresponding drop in marijuana use around the same age, which from our personal experience, I'm not seeing. Now, let's see. The probability of having consumed alcohol in the past 30 days increases by 16% just as they turn 21, and marijuana use decreases by 10%. So what they're saying, the conclusion of the study, is that if you think that alcohol is more harmful to the health, then you should restrict alcohol use and loosen the restrictions on marijuana.
This seems... Well, no, I mean, of course alcohol use increases at 21.
Yeah,
because that's
you
when you're supposed
it.
To be
that's
able
when you
to
can
drink.
Actually go out and drink.
So
right.
All the people that have tried to be legal that decide to drink then.
Yeah.
But you know from the story you sent in previously, you know, the people are much more careful. Now, it doesn't say they don't all try and drink more at 21, but they're a lot more careful as opposed to weed.
I saw that study and I was like, drinking goes up right at their 21st birthday?
What a surprise.
How much did you pay for this study?
I got a call, actually, at coffee the other night from someone who was asking about a bed, and it immediately turned into a discussion about how it's great that her son's smoking weed and that she has talked to many people and knows all the medical benefits of weed. And
yeah.
I was telling her, I said, Your son's an alcoholic addict, though. I said he's...
He is?
He's probably... Yeah. Know him real well.
Oh, okay.
He's probably going to go back to his drug of choice if he continues to smoke weed.
Would it be H? His drug of choice?
No, not that one.
Not that one?
No. The drug of choice would be probably alcohol or meth.
Okay. That narrows it down.
Little guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
She had a 20-minute discussion with me where she basically justified for the... She goes, I've been buying him all kinds of weed. He doesn't go out anywhere anymore.
I'm like,
well, yeah, because you're drugging him up at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an oddity. Like the broken penis wasn't an oddity.
Is this space oddity?
Does this have a big clock?
No.
It's a space oddity.
No. Maybe. I don't know. In Los Angeles... Police investigators are interested in learning the identity of a driver who managed to drive backwards down Laurel Canyon Boulevard at a reasonably high rate of speed.
Wow. I'm actually just impressed by that.
Yes.
I've driven on Laurel Canyon Boulevard a lot.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
2 miles.
That's impressive.
Maneuvered an Audi backwards. Now, the only reason that they know this happened at 4:45 p.m., So traffic's heating up. The only reason they know about it is because another driver who was following, leading, whatever, thought it was so odd that they started, the passenger in the car started videotaping it on her cell phone.
Oh, well, it'll be easy to find the
and
guy because
turned it in
be license plates.
You'd think.
Unless there was no front plate.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, eventually you had to turn around. You probably did
but
one
that's,
of those.
That's also, if he's on the correct side of the road going backwards.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing? He's trying out for Fast and Furious 8.
I want to find the guy because I want him to like take over like the driving school. Because that's just amazing.
Yeah, that guy's good.
I mean, anybody who doesn't know about Laurel Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of straight line to that road.
No. It's very bendy, twisty, turny.
There's a lot of people that can't get down that road going forward without crashing.
My ex got so upset with me because my daughter, when she was a couple months shy of her 16th birthday, had her permit and was with me when I went out to West L.A. And she was always bugging me to let her drive.
You let her drive on Laurel Canyon?
So I made a left-hand turn off of Sunset onto Laurel Canyon, ooh, pulled over, got out and said, drive.
How many miles an hour? Well, which daughter?
Sabina, my oldest.
Oh.
She did great.
Because?
When she got home, she said she was never so terrified in her life.
Now, wait. And now forgive me because all of a sudden I've gone blank. It's not Brooke. Who's in the
middle? Oldest one. Krista's in the middle.
Krista. Krista was a K-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All his daughters drive pretty well because Krista kicked everybody's ass at driving these go-karts.
Yeah. But... yeah, but she did great, and I mean, she came home and told Mom that she was never so terrified in her life, and I was an outhouse for a day. I just caught crap.
I'll bet you did. So.
Well, yeah, so it'll be interesting to find out who that was.
Yeah, and I congratulate him.
And, you know, it's not, I mean, yeah, okay, he was driving backwards, but nobody got hurt. He just then turned on, went off, I mean...
Is that wrong?
Is it even illegal?
It doesn't even say they want to arrest him. It just says they're interested in identifying the driver.
They would have hired him to train the police officers how to drive.
Probably.
Because reverse is a gear you can use.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything that says you can't drive backwards down the street. I imagine there's something somewhere, but I don't know.
Reckless driving,
it's
maybe,
awesome.
but he wasn't reckless. He didn't...
I want him driving in the next James Bond movie.
You can actually find...
I'm telling you, Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah. You can actually see part of her video. They showed a chunk of it on CBS News on the air. So, I mean, you can see
and
part of it online.
Bet on YouTube, guy drives backwards down
Laurel Canyon.
Laurel Canyon.
It has lots of hits.
Okay, and finally this... The Bank of Canada is pleading, please stop.
Hey, give us something, eh?
Hey. They want Star Trek fans to stop spocking their $5 bills. Ever since Leonard Nimoy died, yeah, the $5 bill in Canada has a picture of...
A guy that looks
Sir
like
Wilfrid
Leonard Nimoy.
Laurier. He used to be the seventh prime minister. Sir Wilfrid Laurier. He looks vaguely like Leonard Nimoy, but not too much. However, once you spock him,
he looks like
Leonard Nimoy.
That's awesome.
So they put like pointed ears on him and everything?
Yes. However, the Bank of Canada says that when they do that, they're actually covering up some of the security features and shortening the lifespan of the bill. Now, so they put out this plea, you need to stop spocking the bills, blah, blah, blah. Some enterprising Star Trek fans in Canada did the research, called a lawyer, found out it's not illegal to write on the bills, and put out a massive tweet that went viral. It's not illegal. We can spock the bills.
Oh, my God.
part of the tweet said...
Well, that's why they're asking for people to stop.
Yeah.
Because they can't demand it.
Part of the tweet said, I say spock the hell out of them if it ain't illegal. Sir Wilfred's face wasn't that interesting anyway.
You ever seen the things where they take like celebrities of now and they find these people in like old times that look like them?
Some scary ones.
The winner is this Civil War guy who looks dead off like Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
And
it makes
like
you believe in
time
vampires.
Travel?
No, vampires.
Oh, vampires?
Vampires.
I mean, he looks dead off like him. It's like scary.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We are back. Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back. To the same old place that you laughed about. If you guys could see Shelly around, she's sniffing.
I have a stuffy nose.
Crinkling up her nose.
She has a tuffy dose.
No, it's not a tuffy nose. It's just a little bit snotty.
I got a code in my dose.
No, I don't.
So we have a topic. Came from Rebellion Dogs, actually. And I'll read what he sent, so that we have a little context. He was talking about that one of the shows we put up a couple weeks ago or a couple shows ago was a great show. And he said AA's population, not an exact science how we compare our numbers this year against our numbers last year and the year before, et cetera, show that we have about 98,000 less AA members than the year before. Overall, AA has 5% less members than last year. Okay, but that's not what it says. It says less. I'm quoting. The problem...
Just saying.
And here comes the quantifier. If contraction is a problem, is greater outside of the USA and Canada, where membership has fallen again 14%. He says, I expect bowling leagues are down, church attendance is down, and so are book clubs, because more and more people are connecting online, and that's what's going on in recovery.
I don't think that's true, because book clubs are actually expanding.
Not for
big,
books themselves.
It's a big pot. Yeah, a lot of people read them on their Kindles, but
right.
The book clubs, our library, which is severely lacking in funds, but added another one last year. Just saying. Sorry. Carry on.
But I think I it's really kind of a two-part thing here.
Yeah.
So I'll throw the question out to you guys. Mark?
Yes.
Is contraction a problem?
No. I think we celebrate contraction.
I kind of agree with that. Isn't kind of the idea is to get enough of this stuff out there that stops people from getting into alcoholism and addiction?
I mean, contraction is like,
isn't
wasn't
that
the goal? It's like, wasn't inhaling the point? You know, I mean, I look at it and I go, not only is the people that are coming in today, by a definition 25 or 30 years ago, I'm not sure are even qualify to be in the rooms.
Well, and he actually mentioned newcomers as averaging 30 to 40. Maybe it's because of the meetings I'm going to. But, man, I'll tell you what, when we see the meetings of people that are going through Charter Hospital, 40 would be way high.
Yeah, they're
like 40 would be like the old guy in Logan's Run.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, these guys, there's like one woman who's probably in her 50s or something.
Uh-huh.
But most of these kids are under 25, the majority of them. Now, maybe it's just because it's that unit. I don't know. But when I go around the 502 Club in Covina, which is a big AA club, I have to say that the majority of people there are under 30. I mean, the vast majority of people. Now, Shelley.
I think that the average that we see at Charter from the people that are coming through our meetings from the hospital itself, I see one or two out of 10 that are in there that are past 30.
Yeah.
The rest are all young.
Now, I'll put the question to you, Shelley. Is contraction a problem?
No. Because I think that I think that's it's a two-pronged topic, and that's a two-pronged question. One, like you said, that was the goal. You know, educate, inform. Maybe people, you know, people are coming in with higher bottoms that don't necessarily need to be there, and it prevents problems later on. And also, in some areas, like in our area, we may see it as contraction, but what's really happened is that there are many more meetings, so there are fewer people per meeting. And when they do these little polls or whatever, not every meeting is going to actually get polled. Right. So it may look like there's a contraction, but there may not actually be as big of a contraction as we think. And the word contraction is really bugging me.
The numbers were dwindling.
Yes, decrease.
I was going to put a shout into that as well. I've heard many times from many people, they're saying, oh, this meeting's getting small. Well, maybe that's because that used to be the meeting in this area
right.
on Tuesday night was this one book study. Now there's basically what would be considered two AA clubs in Covina, and there's, you know, a number of other meetings, and they're all on Tuesday. And we had talked at one time about how there was a club in Covina.
Uh-huh.
And someone got a resentment in a coffee pot, and they went and started a second club. And then people said, wow, I can't believe how empty the rooms are here. Well, shit, you just opened another AA club in the same town.
Yeah.
So half of, you know, it's like a
30% went over there.
It's a big piece of pie. When you take a chunk out of that pie and send it to another place, you know. I also agree with Shelley.
There's less dessert for everybody.
I also agree with Shelley, too, that, you know, how they count is another thing because
right.
A lot of meetings don't have a GSR.
We've seen it specifically in CA where there's meetings that don't even have a GSR, which means no one's – and maybe it's me.
Yes, it's you.
Has anybody ever come into a meeting that you're in or running or part of that comes in and counts the people in the room? Never once have I seen
Yes.
it. Have you?
Pitzer. I used to be the counter.
Okay, Pitzer. So of all the meetings you've ever been to, there was one meeting that counted people. So if you're basing your, you know,
that's not true. Monday night used to count.
Yeah, but no one ever came to collect
Tuesday night now counts.
Yeah, but no one comes and collects that information.
Well, it's possible because the way that the rental fees are collected at the club there, you have to write down how many people go to the meeting every time. And I'm wondering if their data as a club goes somewhere.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Even if it did.
That's one club.
That's what, and it's a series of meetings. So it's kind of like, and we've talked about it before, when people talk about how long do people stay sober.
Yeah.
Well, stay sober for how long?
Yeah.
You know, are you part of the 5% if you go out and come back? I think the same is true of this. When they talk about the membership, here's one to throw into the mix. Heroin use, highly on the rise.
Yes.
Heroin is something that, I'm not going to say commonly, but lots of people overdose on. Prescription meds, Pharmageddon, lots of people overdose. How many of these people are dying that may not have died? Now, I'm not saying drunk driving doesn't kill a lot of people, but you know, you're much more likely to overdose on heroin and die. Most people, when they overdose on alcohol, they pass out.
They
you overdose
puke.
On heroin, you got a really good chance of dying. And that reduces the number.
Well, yeah, but you have the number of people drinking to excess as opposed to the number of people doing heroin is huge. There's a huge difference.
Right.
So
heroin
like,
use is on the rise.
Right. But there still is nowhere near proportionally the number of heroin users
so
as
what you're saying
alcoholics.
Is about
5%? Alcohol actually kills more of us over time than any other drug. In fact, I think it's all the drugs combined.
So right, the overtime thing, though, is the interesting part because what I see now, just observing, is people are coming in.
Yes.
not with a desire to stop drinking. They're coming with a desire to stop drinking the way they were headed toward drinking.
Ah, yes.
And so what happens is they come in and they hear all the stories, and they start working the steps, and they start working with people, and they realize what direction their life is headed. And, you know, my thing is they take the steps to the exit door.
Yeah.
And they leave. Because what's happened is they come in and they go, I don't ever want to get like Bruce.
Oh. Yes. They all say that.
Yeah. And and so I don't ever want to get like Bruce.
Probably do.
So they come in and from what they've heard, what they realize is they need to do things in their life to keep their using under control. And it might be a really good idea not to go use the one that was becoming a problem anymore. Don't know that they're addicts or alcoholics.
Yeah.
I know that they had something happen in their life that brought them into the rooms, and that whatever they heard.
Could have been a DUI. Could have been sent on a court card.
But whatever they heard.
Resonated.
Resonated. And they're going out there going, I can live my life. And I now realize it's a really good idea for me to change my partying ways and make some adjustments.
Which is part of
the
point.
And they do. And I'm great for them.
Awesome.
But because one of the things that came up in the in the comment that you read was about our literature being out of date. Is our message out of date?
You know what? I've for a long time thought it's kind of quaint and everything in the big book, you know, when they use terms like nowadays or to throw down the waste pipe. You know what? No one's called it a waste pipe in my entire life, you know, and I've been around a while. You know, my grandmother might have called it the waste pipe, but I don't think anybody else has called it the waste pipe. Mm-hmm. When I think of waste pipe, I think of I didn't scrape it for resin.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Well, then the other thing is, Shelley had made mention of the fact that heroin users are a very small percentage of drug users overall.
Mm-hmm.
This
and
is
climbing.
Talking about a 5% difference. So you think heroin users are maybe make up 5% of the total amount?
Probably.
Well, there you go. So you get a bunch of overdoses on heroin, you have a chance to reduce the membership by quite a bit.
Yeah.
But again, back to the original thing. Is contraction a problem? And I know you don't like to. Is what is the term you want to use? Is less people what? Not contraction.
Are dwindling numbers an issue?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Here's my other question.
I don't think they can quantify it anyway.
Here's my other question. In today's world, would GoToMeeting.com be able to host to have a meeting on it that somebody hosted?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of online meetings.
Yeah.
There's tons of them. And that's truly anonymous because when you enter those, I've done it. You enter the chat room to go to the meeting, you pick whatever name you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's as anonymous as you could possibly get without somebody looking up your IP.
Yeah.
She went in under the name Drug Smuggler.
FBI surveillance van.
Reminds me of when I worked at Earthlink.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in technical support when I started there. Someone calls up one day. He's having a problem with his email. I said, can I have your username, please? And he goes, do you need that? And I said, if I'm going to fix your chat program and your email, yes, I'm going to need to know that. And he goes, oh. I said, look, I've heard everything. Don't worry about it. And he goes, Malibu Girl 18. And I go, oh.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh. I go, yeah, I can fix that for you, Malibu Girl 18. Yeah, kind of scary. But you're right. It's totally anonymous. If you look on Facebook, there's a group, and I can't remember which group it is. A friend of mine online, Mike V, runs it, and it's got 177,000 members in this Facebook recovery group. And there's another one that has 70-something thousand, and it's a closed group. I mean, you can't even see it.
Yeah. No, that's secret. Closed means you can see the group. You just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and you don't know who's in it.
No, you can see who's in a closed group.
Oh, can you?
Secret group means you don't know it's there, you don't know who's in it, and you see no posts.
We have a secret group.
We have a secret group.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, we talk about it all the time.
We talk about it on the show, but if yeah, you're on Facebook, it's secret. I wanted to make my... You guys were talking about, is our literature out of date? No.
No?
No. Because if you start changing the literature to reflect a different purpose that people are using the grooms for...
No. I mean, like, changing some of the verbiage.
No, not particularly.
They tried... Do you remember when they tried it? They made, like, these cartoon books for supposedly the young alcoholics.
Yeah.
Frick would read those when I was young. We got a hand
in the peanut gallery.
I was like, I'd read them.
Yeah, they still make them.
We have one embryo here, so
yeah, embryo.
No, I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, you guys are looking at the language and saying that it's way out of date. Yeah, some of the words are a little out, like past their prime. However, the language recycles itself. Nowadays, people are starting to say that again. I know you think it's old, but I've heard it lately. So,
really?
I mean, yeah, really.
The only place I've ever heard nowadays is in the Big Book of
Alexander. I saw it on my Facebook feed several times in the last few months.
Someone from program?
No.
Oh.
Actually, it was my Fish World game.
Fish World stuck.
Anytime you have a book that needs a separate book printed that has the definitions of what's in the book,
that's like a lot of books. It's not just that, but
no.
There's... Like, how many books do you see a glossary in? Tons of them.
My favorite thing is there's a part in the Big Book, and I can't offhand remember where it is, but it talks about when you're speaking to an alcoholic about program, you better use everyday words. And then, like, the next three paragraphs are full of 25-cent
yeah,
words.
Huge
where I'm
words.
Like, really? And what I also love is when someone's in a book study and they're reading, they're having a little trouble reading.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to a word like conviction. They have no problem with it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, conviction. I'm like,
yeah, they know that one. Yeah. Well, you know,
persecution.
I mean, there is a book out called the 12 and 12 Dictionary. And the
I have one.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Wait. Why?
Why do you have one?
Was Major Grammarian who works at the library need a dictionary to tell her what the words in the 12 and 12
I don't actually need the book. I originally got it for a woman I was sponsoring who disappeared right after I got it. So because she said, well, I don't understand this book. And I said, well, I can get you a book, a glossary, basically, a separate. And
she obviously didn't understand more than the book.
Yeah. And she said that'd be very helpful. And then she left.
Awesome. So then, Shelley.
Yes.
What would your final word? What are we going to call this?
Well, goat fucks already taken.
No, probably not contraction. What was the other word?
Dwindling numbers.
What are your final words on dwindling numbers?
Dwindle. Really
dwindly D and
dwindle.
Dwindly dumb.
Kindle. I don't know why I just thought of it. Go to Mark.
Mark, what would your final numbers on final comments on dwindling numbers be?
I look forward to the day when I'm in a room by myself. But I'll still be there.
So will I.
Yeah.
So there,
okay,
you won't be by yourself. He wants us all to drink. Do you see that?
I know, because he just doesn't like us.
I am that way.
And he doesn't care. Remember?
I don't care.
This is your problem. You keep assuming he's going to care about something at some point.
He does.
Matter of fact, I've been told that that's all I teach.
I know that he does. So what are your final words, Shelley?
I'm not really worried about dwindling numbers because I think that that's probably not exactly what's happening. Number one. Number two, if it is, well, the cream rises to the top. The people that need it and are willing to work it will stay. And that's all we really need.
My final...
The people at the bottom of the program aren't exactly the cream.
My final words are not as short as Mark's. But first of all, I don't think they're doing a good job of quantifying how many people are in the program. Like I said, I'm not used to, you know, reporting the numbers of people that go to meetings we go to. I doubt there's any good quantifying way of doing that. The population is growing, so I really doubt that it's dropping. And there's also a prevalency of way, way more meetings. So that makes it where there's far less people in some meetings more in others. So Shelley?
Yes.
We have friends online and in the Inland Empire.
Oh. Go to 12stepgazette.com and you can read about that. And you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE if you would like to read the Southern California edition of that.
Awesome. Mark, we got friends online that are listening and iTunes and all that.
And we thank them very much.
We don't know why you listen.
We don't know why you listen, but we thank you for listening. And however you find this show, we ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net or last30days.com or recovery101.rocks. Any of those will get you to our Podomatic site where you can listen to the show. You can also become a member of Podomatic. We request that you do because that allows you to follow the show, which means you will get emailed updates of when a new show is posted. You can comment. You can like. You can leave some topic suggestions in the comments if you would like.
Always good.
We would always appreciate that.
That's where we got
and
this one.
That's right. And you can add us to your playlist for all your Saturday night party needs.
Sweet. If you're Facebook friendly, you can also like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. You can join the secret group.
Shh. Behind the bush, right outside of the vision of the fisheye in the door.
Yeah.
We know it's there.
There's nothing weird you have to do. It's not, you know, Night at the Museum where you have to figure out something. It's not Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can send Shelley Burnett an email or a message on Facebook. She can add you. Bill Piper can add you. You can ask on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page if you want to be added, and we will add you to the secret group. If you want to send in topics or recovery idol jingles, of which we've had a couple sent in, you can send those in to recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Sean Van Dalmelen.
Sean Van Dalmelen. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.